Welcome to Accelerate Your Destiny. My name is Kashana Marrow and I am your host. I am so excited to be recording today from the SK Collaboration Space of York. And I'm super excited about having my guest today, Christian Andrew. Christian is a branding and image strategist, and I am excited, Christian, about you being here.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. Well, we've been working diligently to make sure that you get here because there is a lot of information that you want to share with us about branding ourselves and teaching us why image is so very important. So we're ready to dive in, right?
Let's go.
Let's go. So oftentimes we hear about how we need to brand our businesses, how we need to brand our companies and organizations to make sure that we stand out from the rest. But Christian, can you tell me why is branding ourselves so very important?
Oh my gosh, a loaded question up front.
Yes, let's get it started.
Right, exactly. Dive in. Branding ourselves, you know, it's always been important, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a buzzword now, branding and image. And the truth of the matter is we've always had personal brands and it's always been important. You'll hear just in everyday life, oh, that's just so-and-so. Or, oh my gosh, that's so Kashana. Mm-hmm. And that identifies a personal brand. Mm-hmm. And now what we get the opportunity to do with this new buzzword is kind of get in front of the narrative and we get to create or control a little bit of our own personal brand. And so now that we're aware of something, we're responsible for it, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have this huge opportunity not to, like you said, just brand our companies, but present ourselves to the world the way we want to be seen and received.
Oh my goodness, I love that, Christian. I'm kind of sitting up in my chair a little bit more now because I'm like, how am I controlling my narrative? Right. I love that. We have so much information that's coming to us on a daily basis about what we should do, how we should look, what we should wear, what we shouldn't wear. I mean, how do we begin to just choose then those or make those decisions? So, I mean, what are your thoughts around how to actually decide what to do, what to wear, what not to wear, what colors to wear, all of those? Is there some type of strategy in that as well?
Absolutely. I think even though we're talking about personal branding, we can take some notes from the heavy hitters and say that a lot of the best brands are the ones that are extremely authentic, extremely genuine, the things that just make sense, right? And so I'll give an example for myself. When I was creating my personal brand, I was like, well, what would make sense? Just an easy thing, right? And I decided I'm going to wear all neutrals. So still to this day, I just decided one day, I'm never going to buy anything else that's a color. So in my wardrobe, you'll come and see there's no color. There's all neutral. You'll never catch me in the mall, at home, where I worship. You'll never catch me in a color.
Right.
And that's just an easily identifiable thing. It was already ingrained in me. I already like neutrals. It was just a quick decision that said, you know what? I'm going to commit to this and I'm going to go for it. And now to this day, people who have only met me one time will come back up to me the next time they see me and say, I saw something brown and I thought of you.
I love that.
That
is a
very simple, powerful element of personal branding.
I love that. And you said it's simple. It's something that was a common denominator as you were building your brand and you made the decision and committed. I love that. Now, one of the things that, one of the words I want us to kind of expound on a little bit is authentic. And when I go into corporations and organizations, that's one of the things I'm hearing more and more. They're saying, we want our employees to come in and be authentically who they are. And let me tell you, I'm like, no, you don't.
That's where we have to control the narrative a little bit.
Exactly. Because I think that sometimes people have to code switch in the workplace and they feel more comfortable in their, not in their adapt, but in their natural space, I would say. Just kind of doing or being, but when they show up at work, they have to do and be something different.
Right.
Based on the brand of that organization, based on the culture, the core values of that organization. And I think that's a good thing to understand when to code switch, but I'm finding that employees don't necessarily like that all the time.
Right.
So how then do we begin to show up authentically?
Right.
And at the same time, respect the culture of the organization.
Yeah.
Because there are some cultures that are just not ready
yeah.
for your authenticity.
Yeah.
So how do we manage that?
That's a really great question. And I think it's an increasing problem because we have this me first or I'm the shining star mentality. And that's great.
Yeah.
You know, let's all get our bag, right?
Yeah.
but what we have to realize as either business owners, professionals, just people in general, is that ultimately at the end of the day, we're going to serve a purpose for
yes.
something.
Yes.
And that always involves someone else.
Mm.
And so whatever our front-facing brand is, whatever we're presenting to the general public or to our boss or to a potential employer has to be something that's beneficial for them as well.
Oh, my.
So your authenticity can't supersede your service.
Ooh. Make sure we highlight that, okay? Your authenticity cannot supersede your service.
Yes.
I think what you're saying, Christian, is you want me to put me aside
right.
and make sure that my customer is served.
Right.
Ooh,
and there's a middle ground there,
okay.
right?
Talk to there's me about
There's a middle
that.
Ground where you can authentically bring yourself, but brand it and spin it in a way that's beneficial for the receiver,
mm.
right? And so maybe authentically as a professional, I'm not always the most time effective person. I don't have great time management mm-hmm. skills, right? Mm-hmm. But there is something else about me that would benefit the potential opportunity, right?
Yes.
And so I'm going to highlight those things that are beneficial for that potential opportunity.
Yes.
And then maybe we'll set parameters that make sense for that lesser authentic part that may not be as desirable,
ooh,
right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to show them what we want them to benefit from.
Yes.
But then we're also going to create a barrier or buffer point
yes.
where it's like, okay, we're not going to oversell ourselves in something we can't deliver, but we are going to sell to God
yes.
the things that we can definitely deliver, right? And that's
yes.
branding.
Yes.
It is what do I want the consumer to take from me?
Mm. I love that, Christian. You are, oh my goodness, I love how you are packaging this because it's making
yeah.
so much sense
yeah.
to people who have for so long said, I'm not this.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
Yeah.
I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, we don't have excuses anymore.
Yeah.
Because you just taught us how to repackage.
Yeah.
And even at the beginning, you said you can control the narrative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
And that's
this
what
is
branding
so good.
Is.
That's what branding is. Even if you're not talking about image, it's even in your services or your products. That's what branding is. It's
absolutely.
Highlighting your strengths.
Yes.
It's highlighting those areas that you are shining in and
yep.
making sure that your customer sees that and they buy that, right?
Yep.
So, okay, I got to get back to some of the things that, again, I experience in okay. the corporate industry because sometimes, again, people kind of downplay this very important topic because they feel like, I've been here for 10 years.
Mm.
I've been here for 15 years.
Uh-oh.
I'm just who I am. This is just me.
Yeah.
They can take me or leave me.
Okay.
And then those same people are wondering why they are in the same positions that they are in.
Right.
You know, why am I not getting promoted?
Yeah.
Why am I not seeing an increase in my salary? What's going on there? Why are they capping me? Why?
Yeah.
Christian, can you talk a little bit about that? Like to those people who have been there
right.
for a long time, they have seniority, they've gotten very comfortable in their current positions,
yeah.
but they want to elevate.
Right.
They're saying 2024 is the year I want to elevate. Can you talk a little bit to them in terms of how they can do that in their branding?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of things that can happen there, right? There can be an element of you've branded yourself way too well.
Mm.
And you've branded yourself into a hole. So where either your current clientele or your employer or whatever the case may be can only see you in this one dimension, right?
Yeah.
That could be the case, to where you have to add another element. Our brand should be progressive. They should be able to change with us. They should be able to evolve and develop as we humans evolve and develop and grow.
Yes.
The more information we have, the more we're responsible for. And so we have to be able to make sure that we don't pigeonhole ourselves into, I only do one thing, right? And then on the flip side, there could be the other professional, whether a business owner or in a corporate America, who isn't really tapping into that, what is my consumer needing?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You can have a great brand, but if your target audience doesn't want what you're selling, you're not going to be very successful.
Absolutely. I love the word you use, evolving.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we fight or resist so many times is evolution.
Absolutely.
I've been this way forever.
Forever.
It's worked for me forever. And I'm here to tell you, it is no longer serving you. Okay. You gotta do something different.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're gonna find yourself stuck.
Yep.
And I'm coaching people in that space where they're saying, I cannot move. I don't feel like I'm elevating. I don't feel like I'm, you know, doing or advancing. And I'm like, okay, well, tell me, what have you been doing for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Actually, for the last three. And what can you do differently? Because if you have not shifted in the last 2 to 3 years, chances are you missed the move.
Yeah.
You missed the move. You missed the shift.
Very true.
Oh my goodness. This is so good. And so I want to go back. I want to go back to, and you've been talking about this, serving our customer, serving our client, making sure that you know who your customer is, what your customer wants to buy, and clothing.
Okay.
I want to talk a little bit about that.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we know about colors, and we know about, you know, there are so many fashion statements that are out there.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's amazing the options that we have. So talk to me a little bit about maybe some do's and do nots. Because I think that people who want to have a business, especially creatives who want to be business owners or who are business owners, but they also have full-time jobs are really kind of mixing it up a little bit. And they're thinking, oh, well, I'm a creative and I can do this. So I'm going to go to work and I can do this and I can still be, you know, accepted. And that's not always the truth.
It's not.
It should be, because I teach diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging.
Sure.
I teach it. But
it's sticky. It's sticky.
So talk to me about your strategy around that.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the big things is understanding that if we have a current employer, they have a brand of their own, and everything that they're doing is trying to conform their organization to their brand.
Mm.
And so if you're not showing up as their brand, that's a problem.
Ooh.
Because at this time, you've committed to their brand. Anytime you're with an employer, you're committed to their brand, not your own. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
And so your personal brand has to mesh with theirs. There comes a point where you have to address, is this the best partnership for my personal brand and their brand?
Uh-oh.
Even though I might be able to do the work, do they work well together? And that might not be true, or it may be true, right? But that's where we have to really take a look at ourselves and see, have we positioned ourselves accordingly based on what we see for ourselves?
Yes.
Because that's the biggest thing, even if we're talking about evolving, is do we see something more for ourselves? And then if we see it, we have to start making what we see appear in front of us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so if we see ourselves, there's nothing wrong with being an employee. Some people are just made for that.
Yes.
Right? Everybody's not supposed to be a business owner.
Right. Exactly.
Right? And so your personal brand meshes well with the organization you work for. Great. I love it. Press into it.
Yes.
What do you see? How can you evolve that company's brand?
Yes.
And how can you partner with it to make it better? Right? On the flip side, if it doesn't mesh well, well, what do you see for yourself? And maybe we need to make some decisions about our employment based off of that. Because it all has to mesh in order to work.
What I hear you saying is manage your yes. Like if you are saying yes to this organization, if you're saying, yes, I want to commit,
yes,
then I need to make sure that I'm ready to conform to what their brand is.
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one, because I think that we're rejecting, we're upset, we're actually frustrated by having to come in and do what people want us to do.
Absolutely.
But you signed on board. You signed on board. Yes. So what do we, it goes back to wanting or knowing your core values.
Absolutely.
And ensuring your core values are aligned with the core values of that organization.
Absolutely.
And if your core values are misaligned, then you're in trouble.
You got to find something else.
You better find quickly.
Quickly. But you know what? We're in a great space, I feel like, in the professional world.
Okay.
Where it has become, even when I'm conducting interviews professionally, it's become this thing where not only the employer is the one interviewing anymore, the employee is also interviewing the employer.
Yes.
And I really like that. I think that some people have a negative view of that, but I think that in that process, we actually find more committed, dedicated, resilient personnel.
Yes.
Because the ones that interview us are the ones that excel in the workplace.
Yes.
And that's, I always welcome it. I actually say it in the beginning of interviews. I say, I know that in this process, I'm not just interviewing you, you're interviewing me. Because I want them to critically think, does my personal brand match the brand of this organization? Mm. Are we going to go in the same direction?
Yes.
Because if not, no harm, no foul.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If we can't mesh, no harm, no foul. But we have to make sure that we can commit to things that we are aligned with.
This is so, so good. And I believe that it's going to help not only a lot of career professionals,
absolutely,
but also a lot of business owners, a lot of people who own their own companies, and they're trying to figure out, where are the people?
Because it can be like that.
It can be like that. Where are the people? And not only where are the people, but why is my door revolving?
Yes.
And if you take the time to interview the organization or the company, just as much as they're interviewing you, then we will see that talent. We have that talent retention that we're looking for. And oh my goodness, that's you said so much here. So I want to make sure that I kind of bring this home, if you will, because there's so much information that people need, and I'm gaining from you. And I'm like, yes, this is so good, because it is accelerating your destiny when you understand your brand.
Yes.
It is accelerating your destiny when you understand that you are evolving.
Yes.
It's accelerating your destiny when you understand that your core values, what your core values are and how they need to be aligned with the core values of the organization. It's accelerating your destiny for all of that.
Yes.
So you are bringing a wonderful element in terms of personal branding into this. And I want to make sure that that you kind of share with us why. Why did you do this? Like, you stepped out and said, I am going to create a business around this, because it is so important and dear to your heart.
Absolutely.
And I've known you for a long time, and I know that this is something that you, I mean, it's just embedded in you. It's who you are, and I so appreciate about you. So tell us why. Why was this so important to you, so much so that you started a business?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you know, I was in high school and I was doing wardrobe styling, friends, family members. I was just buying stuff, putting it on people, right? and what I quickly realized was people don't know how to present themselves. Mm. I was helping them to present themselves in a way that, number one, they didn't know was possible. Mm-hmm. But number two, they didn't know they would be comfortable with. Mm. And I was like, okay, I can do this with clothing, right? I can help people identify an image they want to portray with clothing. Mm. But can we take it a step further? Can we do it with how they present themselves to the world in general, in every nuance of their life, in their business, in their profession? Can we help people identify how they want to be portrayed and received in the world? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
That's where branding and image comes from. Yeah. It's not just, you know, Coca-Cola's logo on the bottle.
Right.
It's how they do what they do and why they do it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then what does that look like?
Yes.
Right? It's all of those questions and it's all of those answers.
Yeah.
And so I found a passion and I fell in love with helping people find who they really are.
Yes.
And then creating the narrative around that for how the world's going to receive them.
I love that. I love that. I love the fact that, and like you said, you've been doing it for so long. I think it's surpassed passion.
Yeah.
And you are just in a call right now. You're in a call. And that's what we need.
Yeah.
And we need people who are called to this space that will help us to be a better us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like you just can't beat that. And, and so when someone has that type of momentum and inspiration behind what they're called to do, it just makes us a better person.
Yeah. And we all have that.
We all have
that thing or things that we're just called to.
Yes.
And sometimes it just takes some people to help you come around and package it all up.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So the packaging. Now I want to dig a little bit. I know I said I was going to wrap it up, but it's getting so good. It's getting so good. I want to make sure that
all day long.
That's right. We can talk. Because I love this because one of the words that I hear people saying is, you know, I'm off brand or you want to stay on brand.
Yes.
Christian, it can get a little hectic sometimes because I wish I could tell you that I woke up like this, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
And I wish I could tell you that, you know, yesterday when I stayed in my my PJs all day. Didn't comb my hair, but you know that I was totally off brand. Mm. But I mean, can we just bring some harmony to that and tell us, you know, is it okay to be off brand, or should we make sure that our off brand has on brand down key clothes so that we can still look on brand?
Okay.
Tell me how to bring harmony to that.
Right. I think everything in life is about balance, right? So do I think that you should be done up all the time? Absolutely not. And that's not very sustainable.
Right.
Right. We want our brands to be sustainable.
Yes.
Now, for me, you know, I brand a little bit more than others. And so when I'm at home, you're not going to catch me in green sweatpants, right? I'm going to be in brown.
But
you know, that's a personal choice. No, we should always have balance with our brands. We want to keep in mind that our brand is the forward-facing version of ourselves. Mm. It's not the sum total of who we are.
Mm.
It's the forward-facing. This is what I want the public to see and receive.
Creating the narrative.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not about putting all you are on the forefront.
Oh, that's good.
We said it earlier, highlighting our things that are great about us and spinning the narrative to how our consumer can benefit. Right.
Mm.
There's still parts of us that are behind the scenes, and that's just fine. There are parts of us that our clientele or our employer are going to find out along the way.
Yes.
That's very much so a part of our brand.
Yes.
And that's just relationship, and that's, you know, development, and that's great. You know, there's a space for us to be this and.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I like that. Yeah. This and.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, I know I'm off brand quite a bit. So I have to figure out how to balance that out. What do I do when I don't feel like it? You know, and I think that sometimes that's when people get exhausted.
Absolutely.
Because they're like, I don't feel like, you know, getting an MBA every day and doing all of this. And, you know, I think that's so important to just allow people the space and give them the permission.
Yeah.
To say, you don't have to be all day, every day.
Absolutely.
It's the narrative you want to create for the people who are receiving your brand. And that's okay.
That's just fine.
Oh, I love that. I love that. The behind the scenes vulnerability is not for everyone.
It's not. It's not. Because what? Okay. You caught me off guard with that. And I thought I was with you, but I wasn't. Because it kept going in my mind. Because we're not going to bring all of our problems to the professional table where we're signing a contract.
No.
And it's the same thing with your brand. We don't bring it all to the front.
We don't bring, please.
But make it easy on yourself. Do the things that come natural, right? If you're new to branding and image, you've never thought about it before, you don't know where to start, make it easy, make it natural. I already love neutrals, so that was an easy thing for me.
Yes.
Right? I already love a high standard of excellence.
Yes.
So making that part of my brand was easy. I already love a luxury experience.
Yes.
For myself.
Yes.
I love to be part of luxury experiences.
Exactly.
So if you have anything to offer, I'd love to be a part.
Yes. Like while we're here.
I'm always down for the spa.
Yes, you know,
but
yes.
So making my brand a luxury experience was easy.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yes.
But
I
it's
love that.
Presenting it to the world.
Yes.
In a systematic way.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. This is so, so good and so helpful. I am so appreciative of your time.
Oh, thank you.
So appreciative that you were able to break this down kind of in bite-sized pieces for us to digest it and say, okay, this is how I need to show up. This is how I can embrace my evolution. This is what I need to do as a business owner, as a career professional, to ensure that I'm aligned with the company that I'm serving, with my client, with my stockholder, you know, or I need to make sure that I am aligned with all of that. Yeah. And it's okay. Thank you for giving us that permission at the end. It's okay to be our friend. Just don't let us see it.
Right.
We don't need to see your own brand.
It's all right.
It disturbs my narrative. It disturbs my narrative. Christian Andrew,
I love it.
I am so grateful for you. Thank you for coming in to Accelerate Your Destiny. We are so delighted to have you. And there is no doubt in my mind you'll be back.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I usually give you homework. So here we go. What are some things that you need to work on to shore up your brand? How do you need to sharpen? Where do you want to go? I think that's a great question to ask ourselves. Where is it that I want to go? What is my end goal? And then how do I get there? How do I begin to work on how I look, how I speak, the places that I show up to ensure that I am developing that brand? If you want more, you have a brand and imaging or a branding and imaging strategist here, and you definitely want to reach out to him. His information will be in our bio, in our comment section, so don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, thank you for joining us. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.